Welcome to Meet the Sharks. I'm Kriptasha, and in this series, I'll be speaking with the sharks of SharkDAO. Today on this episode of Meet the Sharks, we have fellow shark Marxist Millionaire, who runs the Bruce Noun Twitter account, helps create Noun's personalities and lore of our nouns, and many other things in the DAO. So how are you doing today, Marxist Millionaire?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. You're our second guest, so I wanted to get you in here because we're doing a lot of fun things with the DAO.
Cool.
And you could provide a lot of insight, so that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll start out with like the first few questions, the kind of basic questions. How did you get into NFTs and cryptocurrency?
That's a good question. I think I've read an article about NFTs. It was that usual rant against NFTs. It's bad for the environment. It's bad art. It's for kids, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I got interested because I always like bad things, you know, like when people say don't do it, then I'm interested. And so I began reading interviews and articles, and somehow I read some leftist and Marxist views on cryptocurrency. And yeah, so that was how I started. And a friend of mine, he was getting involved at the same time, and so we started together somehow, and we've discovered like stuff like Let's City and NFT Live and stuff like that. Yeah, that's how it started.
Cool. Yeah, that's a lot of people's first look into NFTs lately, is seeing all of the negative press about it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of that way too. When I see a lot of negative stuff and it's only negative, I'm like, well, I mean, there's got to be more to it. So that's kind of what I did too. I just started looking more into it after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like I'm a professional writer in real life. I'm writing novels, nonfiction books, screenplays, and so on. And I like my job, but at the same time, it always felt a bit, I don't know, like books are hundreds of years old, movies are at least 100 years old, and it was always like, yeah, I want to do something innovative, you know, and something with the internet and stuff, but I don't like Instagram and Facebook, so it was always a bit tricky to find something innovative. So yeah, I was pretty happy when I discovered NFTs, and I thought like that it's a good possibility to do something new, and I wasn't sure what could that be, and I'm not sure still, but it's a kind of process.
Yeah, it's like these traditional mediums that people are very good at, like art and writing and like filmmaking. It's like in music, it seems like there are different ways popping up slowly, and everyone knows that this is going to start revolutionizing things.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of like figuring it out. And then being early is kind of good and bad sometimes, because we're kind of just swimming in a sea and just not knowing where we're going. But it's also like infinite possibility. So that's the really cool thing about people who have these other skills that could like potentially just move Web3 forward and their whole lives forward. So I know you for the well, okay, hold on. I was gonna go right into this, but yeah. Yeah, so your interest in poetry, writing, and then storytelling, it shows through in what you do for SharkDAO and what you do, you know, with Bruce now and on Twitter. And it's kind of maybe a way, I guess I've seen for you to integrate what you do into this space, and you've done it really well. It's very cool. So how long have you been writing?
I've been writing, I'm a professional writer for like 10 years maybe. And I've started writing when I applied for writing school or film school. It was a film school. So like, I don't know, 14 years ago. Oh, I'm getting old, yeah. I was 19 then, so now I am 33. Oh, wow. So yeah. And I've always did some articles for like I don't know what it's in English, Schülerzeitung, like when you're at the school and you're doing like a little newspaper at school. So little magazines and stuff. So I was always doing stuff like that.
That's cool. Yeah. So as far as, you know, we've talked about your NFT journey, cryptocurrency. So when did you get into SharkDAO? Like, how did you find it?
That's interesting. I've read an interview with Numo, the pixel artist, and he mentioned SharkDAO. I think he was doing some commissioned works for SharkDAO back then. I think it was last October or September. He said that the people in SharkDAO are cool and it's a great atmosphere. And I was looking for another DAO actually, because I was involved in the Zombie Toads DAO and they failed by that time. And yeah, so I was looking for another project to get involved. And I started reading about the sharks, and then there was a pinned tweet on the main Twitter. And it said that you were looking for writers, and I thought, yeah, that's a match. And I bought some Shark, and I joined the Discord, and then I made my way somehow. So the structure was very unclear for me at the beginning, but it was clear that there's a lot of creative freedom and like a nice friendly atmosphere and supporting atmosphere, because like in that book business and the film business, it's like the structures, the whole business model is so old, and the decision makers are not young as well, and they're like afraid of making mistakes, and it's always like, oh, it takes so long to do a project and to get money, and it's so annoying and not innovative at all. And so I kind of felt the possibilities, and I thought, yeah, I will stick to it. And then I think I started after 2 weeks running the Bruce account, the Twitter account of one of our nouns. And yeah, that's how it started, basically.
Yeah, it's always cool when people make their way in and find what it is that they want to do, because it's definitely not easy when everything's so chaotic, but it also does like just kind of breed this creativity that wouldn't normally be there with all of the checks and balances that aren't really there. And this, it's all just kind of like, we're just figuring it out. And if we mess up sometimes, then we mess up, because what else are we going to do?
Yeah, but I think it's very, people are very supportive, you know, and people trusted me very, very quickly. So they handed the login data for Bruce to me, and it was always like, yeah, it's great what you're doing, keep doing it, please do more, and so on. And it was, yeah, it was very supportive. And so I felt that I was in the right place.
Yeah, it's definitely different than a traditional job here. I definitely felt a lot more supported here than in a place. You know, it feels like all of us are always kind of looking for what each other are doing and trying our best to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with SharkDAO, I know people have different kind of ways of getting into SharkDAO and different reasons. But how would you define what SharkDAO is? Like, why we're doing what we're doing?
I would say it's kind of a little brand, actually. And there's like different units, and different groups of people doing stuff, and they're kind of working together, but sometimes they're not. So some projects are connected with each other, some not. And it's I don't know, it's like a bit experiment, you know, we're finding out how to run a business or a company, or maybe even like a little community or a little state, perhaps. So it's a different business model and a different kind of governing, I guess. And so my name is not a coincidence. I'm interested in Marxism and communism and so on. And I think that decentralized governing is way better than centralized governing and only like a few people running everything. And so for me, it's like a big experiment, and it's pretty inspiring, and sometimes it's challenging, but I think it's great. And like in my regular job, I've got bosses, and if like one person says no, we are not doing that project, then it's not happening. And I think with that voting system and seeing things on the same level, it's like a big big advantage. And I think we are right now like a bit early with it, so it's still, maybe we don't have all the tools we need, or we don't have the experience sometime, but I think it's great, and I think it will work out somehow. And for sure, I'm hoping that the big NFT project Shark Labs is working on will be a success, and that the project will go well in the future.
Yeah, that's great. I love that it seems like within DAOs as of now that a lot of us are able to kind of work together and just find similarities to be able to work together, even if we have like differences. I mean, I lean toward like free market thinking, and I've seen all types of people come in, and it just seems like we're in this place where we're able to have conversations. I mean, granted, we don't usually talk about politics and things like that, but we're still able to work together. There's no everybody seems to be, I don't know, everyone seems to be smart and kind of a critical thinker, because we all ended up in NFTs in the first place. So
yeah,
we've had to do some digging, especially those of us that work in DAOs, because, you know, we're putting a lot of time in and really just building something new. And we're just kind of like, well, it seems to be better than what we've had. So let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and I think at least we're building our ecosystem. You know, it's like it's new and it's not rotten or like old like other businesses or like other I don't know web 2.0 or stuff like that, or like I said, the film industry or the book industry and stuff. So because we're so early, we have a lot of freedom actually to build things and to do things. And I think like a lot of people in Web 3, they're just interested in making money with flipping NFTs and stuff. But like a small group of people, they're really interested in building.
Right. Yeah. And I like being around the builders. It's yeah. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I like for both. Sure. Making money is fine, but, yeah. But building is more satisfying for me. So, yeah.
Right. Gives it a more long-term feel. Yeah. I like the NFT aspect of it a lot, too. Yeah, it's definitely helped me big time financially.
Me too.
Yeah. So, like we've talked about, you run the account on Twitter for our noun Bruce, yeah. Our chainsaw. And you've built, before we started working on any personalities or a lore, you built a personality around Bruce that's taken off on its own, and Bruce has fans and it's amazing. Can you tell us about Bruce and who Bruce is?
Yeah, so Bruce is a poet, basically, and he works at a fast food restaurant to pay his bills. Because you don't earn much with being a poet. I created that character in the beginning. He was kind of a godlike creator, but then he became that poet, like living in a regular city and falling in love with people. Then like he's a like in Germany we have these great poets like Goethe and Schiller, and they wrote poems that are pretty like romantic stuff, but after falling in love the people get lovesick and some of them killed themselves. So it's a very it's very intense kind of poetry, and I tried to make Bruce like one of these poets, but in the time right now. So yeah.
Yeah, you do a very good job at it. It's really cool to see the posts, the poetry, and the personality shine through. Very strong personality, very passionate. You know, I like that. There's got to be some darkness, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah, and like the idea was to get in touch with other cool projects with my post. So I did some posts involving Noundles or Nodes and like other CC0 projects, and at some point I felt like that we need to involve our other nouns as well. So Shokdao has 6 nouns right now, and they all have Twitter accounts. So I thought that it would be cool to do more like running this Twitter profile, and I had the idea to do a comic, like an interactive Twitter comic, because Nodes was doing some stuff like that back then, and it inspired me, and I wrote a proposal, and we got funded with some ETH, and we started to create a comic. So Matty is the artist, and we tried to tell a story involving three of the nouns, and like to bring the characters to life.
Yeah, that's a big deal. When that proposal passed, and getting you guys together, so that the nouns could like further be integrated into lore, and now going on adventures. And the comic has started, and you've shared things on your page. The SharkDAO Twitter is going to repost those, and there's going to be a whole story developing that's really going to help to get our nouns out there. And it's really exciting. I'm glad that you came up with that. And I think it's going to do really well.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think even if not millions of people will see the post, I think it's important for the lore building, you know, because I think that a strong lore is pretty important for a project and an organization. And I think we are adding a lot of stories and facts to that lore with a comic, and I think that's a big deal, and that's pretty cool. Yeah,
because I think within NounsDAO, I know there is I know Goldie has worked on this comic by a few nouns, but
yeah,
nothing seems to be like as you have that, but it does seem like we're kind of moving that needle a little bit too, and getting more like solidified stories and really making the characters what they are. And I think it'll happen with more nouns as we go along too. I think it's just inevitable, and we're getting started on it, which is great.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of potential, with nouns. I like to build one big, I don't know if it's a company or it's even more like one big brand that's like Nike, the Hollywood studios, and Toys R Us together, like David Hogarth put it. So there's a lot of potential.
Absolutely, there is. Yeah, it's like the glasses being like the Nike swoosh.
Yeah,
this is it's true, and it's. Yeah. Yeah, it's like becoming, it's definitely starting to take hold. He was definitely right about that. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's like a bit that we have to be careful, you know, that Web3 is not the same as Web2, you know, so there has to be a difference. And right. I think right now the hierarchy is so low, and it's so easy for people to come in because it's pretty new. But I think we have to be very, very, very careful that there will not be the boss in the future too, you know, because I think the great potential is that anyone can come into a DAO and start doing stuff, and we have to be careful that no gatekeepers will be established somehow. But yeah, it's not that easy, but maybe we can preserve that style.
Yeah, that, and kind of in making it a little easier to get in. And yeah, it's really something to be able to do that. Yeah, because I remember when within the nouns ecosystem, when Budweiser bought that noun, there is this excitement when there's like successful people coming in. But then there's also this kind of drawback where we're like, we need to, you know, we need to calm down a little bit, you know, and be like, we still want to make this about Web3. We can't, like, there is that moment that you see of people where they're like, let's not, you know, be, you know, teenage girls at a Beatles concert here for these companies, because we are trying to create something different. So
it is
good to see that pullback too.
Yeah. Or when Nike bought that big Web3 company, what's it called?
Is it Artifact?
Yeah, Artifact. Sorry. So it's always like some people are like, oh yeah, that's so great, you know, and other people are, I don't know, I'm not so sure, and yeah, I'm a bit both, you know. It's great that these companies bring attention to Web3, and it's cool that, like, that Bitcoin drug dealer image that is still a bit around is you know, it's getting better, and at the same time, there still needs to be a difference, and it's sometimes I think that this mass adoption is happening maybe too fast, but yeah, I won't complain. So it is like it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Kind of happens the way it happens. It'll be interesting to see how everything plays out.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, you mentioned you also like the NFT side of it. And I know that you also contribute to, we have the Shark Degen channels where there's a lot of alpha shared. There's the NFT alpha, there's the DeFi alpha now. And I mean, it's become its own little ecosystem within our SharkDAO, and it's just very high quality and very interesting. And so I know you're in it. So what do you like about our DeGen sort of alpha community?
So for sure, people want to make money and they flip things and so on. But I think, like, most of it is about value investing that people are discovering, or like the degens are discovering great projects like games or PFP projects or whatever. And yeah, they're doing research, and then they are sharing that research. And that's a pretty important to have groups like that, because everything is happening so fast. And I think even if you're not sleeping and you're behind it like 24 hours, it's not possible to cover everything yourself, you know. And I think, like, a lot of these groups, like I've been in several, in some, I think, 3 or 4 Degen groups, and it was always like a toxic vibe, you know, like too many dudes in the same room, and like no good atmosphere and no good vibe. And I think the SharkDAO Degen chat is pretty respectful somehow, and like people are like talking with each other, and it's not that strange toxic vibe.
Yeah, I've noticed they do their due diligence, and it's very, everything is very thoughtful from the alpha they share to what they say. So
yeah,
it's really cool that's cropped up. I like that place. Yeah,
me too. But I think we missed both out on the doodles, right?
Yeah, I did. I remember.
Me too.
I'll never forget that. I'm not very good at NFTs. I'm wrong. But yeah, I think I remember that being, I don't know, I just remember the creator of it showing up and there being some sort of whitelist, but I think I was doing something else at the time. I don't know how I missed it. Honestly, Ugh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It happens.
But yeah. Hopefully I get better.
Yeah, me too.
I've been in there
more. Yeah, yeah, me too.
So there's some interesting looking projects coming up too that I've seen that they post. And there's some really neat kind of obscure ones that aren't just like your typical kind of 10K cartoon, which I also buy, but there's some interesting ones where there's like little quests, and I see things in that DGN channel that I can't even wrap my head around sometimes, but they're there.
Yeah, some of these things are pretty complex, I think, with like you have to solve riddles and quests to get into the Discord, and I'm always like, no, I'm too tired to do that. But yeah, they sometimes they discover a really interesting projects like Do Not Mint is pretty interesting. I think it's a very mysterious project. There's basically one Twitter account, and they are sharing 3D pictures, generated pictures, and that's pretty mysterious. And they will reveal something soon, I guess. And yeah, I bought in, and there are like, yes, several very interesting projects like Howlers and stuff like that. And yeah, I think I wouldn't have discovered them without the group.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen they posted something with like Nameless Jovians, it's called, and OKPC.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to have to look into that first one you mentioned too, because I remember it being somebody mentioning it. So I'm going to have to try to take a leap into something like that.
Yeah, it's a cool project.
It's really neat. Yeah. I like that stuff. Yeah. So as far as, yeah, so are you in any other DAOs? Are you involved in any other projects that you're like really passionate about, or have you seen some creators that really love in this space so far?
ShuckDAO is, so yeah, I'm exclusively working for ShuckDAO because yeah, I've got a kid, I've got a job, I've got a girlfriend, so it's always that time issue. But I'm right now I'm pretty excited about virtual land. I'm attending Ram Academy right now. So that's they are giving classes about virtual real estate, like portals or like Decentraland and so on. But also in games like Avogadro or Big Time or stuff like that. So they're a company basically buying real estate and renting real estate and stuff. And yeah, they are giving these classes right now. And right now I'm pretty excited about Somnium Space, which is a augmented reality metaverse. And yeah, I'm thinking about doing projects there, or like building something in Somnium Space. And I'm also excited about World Wide Web metaverse. It's a pixelated 2D metaverse. And yeah, I own an apartment there. And soon it will be possible to build something inside that apartment. So, yeah, I like this building aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get into that, the land. And you mentioned the World Wide Web before. I looked at it. I love it. And I definitely want to get a house or something like that somewhere. So I just got to save up some ETH too. And like, now's the time, as far as like everything's going to keep going up. So
Yeah, I think right now it's maybe a bit too expensive to get in. I think maybe there will be like a pushback soon. But yeah, I think World Wide Web is cool. It's pretty accessible, and I think it's easy to build in there. So maybe you don't have to have that great skills, you know, like building in 3D is a bit complicated. I cannot do it by myself, I guess, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the art on World Wide Web is really good. The pixel art is, it just looks amazing too. And I think a lot of, you know, NFTs, well, nouns are pixelated. People are starting to, I appreciate pixel art a lot more now that I've gotten into NFTs than I ever did.
Yeah.
Because it just wasn't on my radar. But now I'm like meeting these pixel artists and it's blowing my mind every time I see something. So it's pretty cool.
And I think what World Wide Web is doing right is that they're like integrating all that NFT projects, you know, like you can be your PFP there. Like they're featuring, I think, more than 50 projects right now. And yeah, you can play with your avatar and run around. So Cryptodes is featured as an example, and like a lot of projects, and I think that's important, you know, as a metaverse, that you invite these pretty big communities to join your world and to build something as well. And I think World Wide Web is doing that in a good way. And yeah, maybe we will buy like a parcel with SharkDAO in the future. Or I think right now we're working on an appearance in CryptoVoxels and in Atlantis, I think it's called. But yeah, maybe at some point it will make sense to get into World Wide Web.
Yeah, just keep expanding SharkDAO into the metaverse, and it's the best thing to do. Yeah, well, great. Now, and you mentioned, so you work in Web3, you have a traditional job, you have a whole in real life outside of this.
Yeah.
And as far as working in this space, like, have you learned anything about balancing everything as far as the work, mental health, and everything that helps you keep going and sustain yourself?
Actually, I always had a pretty good work-life balance until I entered the space. So then it became difficult, you know, because that time zone aspect, like the people in SharkDAO, I don't know, I think we almost cover all the time zones in the world, and meetings are late at night or at the weekend, and so it's a bit difficult. Or with this NFT buying aspect, some of the drops are in the middle of the night and so on. So yeah, it's a bit complicated. But I think it gets better. So as an example, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night anymore to buy stuff or so. So I miss some projects, but it doesn't matter because it's more important to sleep and, you know, to get some rest. So I don't care about missing out, but anymore. But yeah, this was a process as well. And right now I'm trying to only like work I was working, you know, I'm doing shared custody with my ex-girlfriend, so my kid is like 1 week he is staying at my place, and then 1 week he is staying at her place. And so when my kid is around, it's I've got limited time anyways, and it's like easier to have a good work-life balance. But when he's not around, I always have this feeling, oh, I need to catch up, you know, I'm behind, and so I'm sitting at my computer too much. But I need to change that behavior, I will figure out how to do it. Yeah,
that's why I ask, because it is difficult working in this, and there's a lot of excitement too. So it's not just like, you know, we're like clocking in and clocking out. So it's easy to get lost in it. And yeah, I think a lot of us are trying to figure out how to do that balance. And it's good that you have some balance. And I think that's one of the things that some of us have learned, is sometimes we're just going to have to miss opportunities because yeah, at the end of the day. And I feel guilty for having COVID. So I mean, I think that's just been ingrained in me from just my in real life jobs though. So
yeah,
I think that's just already there. So, but that's good that I think I'm going to, you know, keep asking people this question, because I think it's going to evolve eventually, because we're going to kind of figure out what works best for us and make sure we all don't kind of collectively lose our minds, because, you know, I have, and it's not fun, not with Web3, but, you know, nobody wants to be back there.
No.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's not just a feeling that we're missing out on stuff. Like, we are actually missing out on stuff, like, because like every day, I don't know, 20 new projects are popping up. And but I think we have to accept that it's like this, and we cannot do everything and be aware of everything and participate in every project. It's impossible. And I think so we have to be aware that it's enough what we're doing, and it's enough money that we're making, and it's okay to lose some money and stuff. It's like one big process, I think, and yeah, we're doing it right. I hope.
I hope so too. Yeah, I think being realistic like that is what's gonna help, instead of the chasing, you know. I think that's definitely 100% true.
Yeah. But you know, like, for me, it's a bit, and I think maybe you're familiar with that, that like, I am self-employed for I think more than 10 years, you know, and like, money was always short, and it was sometimes I woke up in the middle of the night like, oh, I don't know how to pay my rent next month, you know. Then it was always like a big hustle, and doing a lot of jobs, like shitty jobs and stuff like that. And so and when I got into Web3, it was like, oh wow, like money is involved, but it's all also like a great opportunity, and I don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So maybe it's a bit different when you always like had enough money or like whatever, I don't know. But so for me, it was like kind of urgent to get into this and participate, and yeah, but now I'm kind of, I don't know, and I think I'm involved, and it's okay now to relax a bit and to do what I do. But yeah, I think I'm in a different position now.
Yeah, same here. I'm better than I was, because I was kind of in that space where, like, the same with rent, and I live in a relatively like low income area, and I live in a cheap place, but it was like, man, if I could just make just a little bit more, and then be able to do that with this, then it's going to lift so much weight off, and it has. So yeah, I mean, I'd like to just continue with this because I mean, yeah, it's something that could potentially make it so, because you know, I grew up, like my parents like worked in factories and stuff, and it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot coming to us. So I'm like, well, this could be my chance. Cryptocurrency, Web3 could be the chance for a lot of people who typically wouldn't have had the opportunity. So I think that's a really big deal. That's another reason why I really like this whole space, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have to teach people about it, you know, and like get more of that people into the space, because there's like also that aspect of pretty rich people involved with crypto and NFTs. But I think there's a lot of potential for people with low income and people who are struggling. There are risks as well, but I think working as a DAO, for an example, or like doing a project themselves, it's pretty empowering actually, or at least it was for me. And so that's a big deal, and I like that aspect a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so as far as SharkDAO, everybody has been working a lot of things that, you know, you mentioned that too, in different areas of the DAO, different communities have been working on it. But as a whole, because I asked Goldie this too, what do you kind of hope to see SharkDAO accomplish in the future? And then let's say we'll start out with the year timeline. Like, what do you see SharkDAO doing?
Whew, yeah, that's a tough question.
It is.
Yeah, so that NFT project right now that will happen pretty soon. It will bring more people to the DAO, I think, and I think it will be like a challenge to keep the atmosphere as it is right now, because I think right now I don't know how many people are active right now, 50 maybe, or it's a small group, and it's easier to be friendly when you know each other somehow, and to act like we are acting right now. I hope that we manage to preserve that vibe that is so nice right now. And I also hope that that we stay kind of open-minded, you know. So I'm not sure what the future of SharkDAO could be, because there are a lot of opportunities right now. I think this NFT project is a big opportunity. This whole curation thing is a opportunity. Doing comics and stuff. So I think the future is bright, but a bit like unclear as well. So I don't know if that's an appropriate answer, but
I think so.
Yeah,
definitely.
And
I like that.
And I think in a general, like this whole space is developing so fast, and maybe it turns out that the DAO structure is a good structure to run a business or stuff like that. So I think Vector DAO and other DAOs, they're basically offering services, as an example, as a graphic designers or whatever. So maybe SharkDAO will offer some services in the future, like groups in SharkDAO will work for other projects, or like we're doing more NFT projects ourselves or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that. I can definitely see both of those things for sure. And thus us being like kind of one of the OG DAOs in the space, because I mean, we will be within a year helping out other ones. And, you know, we have a lot of talented people. I can only imagine that growing. And yeah, I would love it. Everybody creating their own NFT project and trying to support each other.
Yeah.
I'm 100% for it. That definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Meet the Sharks. You can find us online at sharkdao.community and on Twitter at sharkdao. Meet the Sharks is for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. Views expressed by guests and the host do not reflect the views of SharkDao or Meet the Sharks podcast. Meet the Sharks is not investment advice or solicitation to make any financial decisions. Do not make contributions to SharkDao in anticipation of financial returns. Do your own research.